This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the current phase of fighting against Hamas in Gaza is winding down. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Netanyahu says the stage could be set for Israel to send more troops to its northern border to confront the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The comments on Sunday threatened to further heighten the tensions between Israel and Hezbollah at a time when the two enemies appear to be moving closer to war. Netanyahu also signaled there is no end in sight for the grinding war in Gaza. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah began striking Israel almost immediately. Hamas's October 7th cross-border attack that triggered the Gaza war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Witnesses say at least 8 people were killed Sunday in Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike outside an aid center run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
It was just one such mass fatality event in recent days near a humanitarian aid facility in the besieged Palestinian territories. At least 25 people were reported killed in a bombing near a Red Cross field hospital in Rafah. Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross Rafah office, William Schomburg.
We literally found body parts scattered.
The Israel Defense Forces released video claiming to show strikes on Hamas military structures in the Gaza Strip at around the same time. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
More than 1,300 people have died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage as the faithful face soaring temperatures at Islamic holy sites in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the fatalities were among unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures. Egyptian officials said more than 660 of the dead were from Egypt. The fatalities included 165 pilgrims from Indonesia, 98 from India.